So can you kind of bring us up to date on where she is right now and what further therapy she had?
Well, so she received radiation therapy following her surgery and did very well with that. And then we had a big discussion about her hormonal therapy options. And in fact, you know, because she had residual disease at the time of her surgery and is very young with a very aggressive presentation, I felt that she still had substantial residual risk of recurrence and death from breast cancer based on the initial NSABP neoadjuvant data. So we thought that potentially she would benefit from ovarian suppression. A lot of the data looking at subsets has suggested that women under the age of 35 might not benefit as much from tamoxifen hormonal therapy, potentially because they have very, very high levels of circulating estrogen. So we did recommend that she undergo ovarian suppression, and she is continuing to receive Luprolide monthly. And then she started initially on tamoxifen, but really did not tolerate the tamoxifen well at all. She had severe and unremitting hot flashes despite medical therapy and nausea, morning nausea, which is seen in about 5% of women taking tamoxifen. So we switched her over to anastrozole, which she actually tolerates very well. She has a little bit of joint stiffness, very minimal hot flashes, and some vaginal dryness, which we've treated with the estring, and otherwise is doing very well now, about 3.5 years after diagnosis. We have been quite hesitant to use aromatase inhibitors in very young women, even on GnRH agonists, because you potentiate ovarian function. You can actually potentiate ovarian function while on a GnRH agonist. Women recover their menses. But this woman actually continues to have good ovarian suppression.